Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on bullmarketrun.com on this Friday, the 4th of March, 2011, as we take a detailed look today at Cadillac Mining, CQX, on the TSX Venture Exchange with the president and CEO of Cadillac Mining, Mr. Victor Erickson, from his office in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. Cadillac closed today at 32.5 cents. The Venture Exchange overall had a powerful day, closing at a new 2.5-year high of 24.40. Gold and silver also finishing the week on a very strong note. Vic, we've been following your company very closely at BMR since early December. It's a great pleasure to have you as a guest on our show for the very first time. Welcome, and thank you for joining us here today.
Thanks for inviting us, John.
Vic, there's a lot to talk about with Cadillac. I think the most important thing right off the bat is to give our readers and listeners here today an understanding of who you are. Management is so critical in any company. Tell us, Vic, a little bit about your personal background, your experience in the mining industry.
Well, both myself and Andre are old guys, been in the business since the 60s. I graduated in the late 60s from UBC as a mining engineer, worked in North America, overseas as well for a few years, doing mineral processing work. Decided partway along that the real action in the business was on the financial end of things, and found my way back to school and did a business degree. And since that time, I've ended up working for major companies, and as time went on, smaller and smaller, because I decided I wanted to run my own show with time, and if you're going to start from the ground up, you have to start small.
What would you say is your area of expertise?
Gravitated toward the junior end of the business, including some junior companies back in the 80s. Dropped out for a while to do some engineering work, involved in some other projects for a period of time that were not in the public sector, and decided with the what we decided was a change in the price of gold in the right direction around 2000 to get involved again in the junior sector. And Andre and I, who have known each other since actually first year engineering many decades ago, we linked up in the around 2000 and worked on a number of projects that ultimately became Cadillac Mining.
Now, the Andre you're referring to, of course, is Andre Odette, not the same Andre Odette that is the gentleman running Everton Resources, another company we follow at BMR, but Cadillac's Andre Odette, who nonetheless has a lot of experience in the industry, as you pointed out. He has a very successful track record.
Yes, Andre, actually, I guess after graduation, ended up after a couple of years working in Quebec. He's French-speaking, even though he's from British Columbia. Native tongue, and ended up working for, I think it was at least a dozen years, with Dome Mines out of Val-d'Or, and so knows that part of the world where we decided to form Cadillac Mining, and that was his ideas that took us into the area originally, and we staked a very large land position in 02, and eventually via an IPO, pardon me, RTO process, ended up with Cadillac Mining, which has been listed since 06.
Now, what motivates you, Vic, to be president and CEO of Cadillac Mining?
Oh, I suppose it's the opportunity to create new wealth, to use, to bring together the skills of various parties who have technical skills, financial skills, planning skills. The challenge, I suppose, it is of running a junior company, which at times can be quite difficult. And at the end of the day, I guess I'd like to retire wealthy. And by creating new wealth, one has the opportunity to do that.
That's what shareholders like to hear. Now, you recently announced a very significant acquisition. You locked up the former Goldstrike mining camp in Utah near the Nevada border. Goldstrike is an underexplored former gold and silver producer with Carlin-type potential. I'd like to discuss that opportunity with you in considerable detail because it could become a company-making project for Cadillac. But first, of immediate interest for investors are your properties in northwestern Quebec, specifically west of Rouyn-Noranda, where you hold in excess of 7,000 hectares. Wasamac is the first word that comes to mind. Richmont Mines has outlined 1.4 million ounces of gold and hopes to build on that with much more drilling this year. Immediately contiguous to your Wasa claims, what is the significance, Vic, of Wasamac to Cadillac Mining?
Well, the Wasamac ground is on a shear zone. There was a mine there previously that did produce in the hundreds of thousands of ounces level. I don't have the exact numbers, but it would appear that that system, which would appear to be a splay of the Cadillac Break, it dips to the north, it dips toward our ground. But we seem to have an added bonus on our ground in that the drilling we did, which was 06, and the deepening of one hole only, that's all we've drilled on the property. It is only a seven-claim property, but still there's lots of room for exploration. That particular hole, when deepened, indicated high geochemical levels of copper and zinc, an alteration that is very indicative of the volcanogenic massive sulfide environment that exists in the Noranda Basin. We're about 15 kilometers west of the Horn mine itself. The Horn Creek Fault travels through our property as best we can gather. It is covered by about 20 meters of overburden, so until one drills, none of the geology is certain. But the Horn Creek Fault travels through the property, and we have indications of a VMS environment. In addition, of course, that is in addition to the Wasamac structure, which dips northerly at about 50 to 55 degrees, according to Richmont's releases, and would dip toward our ground. What happens at depth, of course, is still in question and requires drilling. But we do believe, based upon some recent research, that the government of, I guess it's Canadian and Quebec governments, have cooperated in geological research programs because they are attempting to move the base metal industry along in that part of the part of Quebec. Recent research work is indicative of the Noranda Basin, which is a volcanic basin extending past where we are to the west, and that anywhere in that basin could honestly be quite prospective for another base metal deposit. The crown we have, the geophysics are indicative, the airborne geophysics we did are indicative that there is a center of mineralization in the area. At least there has been high fluid flow, and therefore the project requires more investigation. In essence, we have a two-pronged attack available to us, one for the base metal, precious metal deposit, the other being the Wasamac-style system that hopefully trends into our ground at some depth.
Now, typically along this part of the geological world, we see gold deposits that can go very, very deep with some high grades. Do you think that you know, there is the potential for that here at Wasamac, that indeed Richmont may only have basically scratched the surface so far of what could be there?
A hard question in that sometimes it comes down to geological models, but the history of the Cadillac Break suggests that depth potential is strong. The deepest mine of all, I believe, is the La Ronde mine near Cadillac itself, the town of Cadillac. And I believe they are at down below 7,000 feet, which would be in excess of 2,000 meters, and still going strong. But as far as Wasamac's concerned, I believe that Richmont has to date quoted resources and reserves above 800 meters. And from everything they've published, to my knowledge, the zones they've identified are open to depth.
So you have two geological environments at your Wassa claims. The common denominator appears to be the Horn Creek Fault, which was responsible, of course, for the huge copper-gold deposit that became the infamous Horn Creek Mine at Naran Naranda, about 15 kilometers away.
Yes, that is correct. But the only way we can find out is by drilling. Mm-hmm. And in that regard, we have decided we are going to go, first thing we will do, we do geophysics, mm-hmm. probably down the hole geophysics with the hole we put in, mm-hmm. and then we will do surface geophysics as well to decide how we're going to drill the property.
Have there been any discussions with Richmond, any cooperation with them with regard to what's going on there? Because you're obviously tucked up right beside them.
Well, Richmond did, in fact, in October, request permission to spot a drill hole on our ground to drill south toward the north-dipping Wasamac zone. In other words, they're going to drill back into the zone. They colored the hole on our ground, and we have taken possession, or about to take possession, I should say, of about 740 meters of core drilled in our ground. We're not sure how much of it's been assayed. We suspect very little of it, and we're going to take possession of it and assay all of that in the not-too-distant future.
Mm-hmm. They've been very aggressive in their drilling. I mean, they started out with, you know, a 5, 10,000-meter drill program. It just kept getting bigger and bigger, and now they're about to launch a Phase 2 35,000-meter drill program. I think that's underway right now. They've got three rigs in the property right now. So they're really going gung-ho on this.
Well, they obviously, I think, for the future of that whole area, I believe what they're attempting to do is turn the Wasamac into a standalone mine. They have operated, of course, the Francoeur mine, which I believe is less than 10 kilometers away, but that's been a relatively small producer. It was shut down in, I think it was 01 or 02, due to low metal prices. But is planned to come back on, I think it's third quarter this year. But the Wasamac, I believe they've stated that they would like to move from a 100,000-ounce-a-year producer to a 200,000-ounce producer. And by the arithmetic that we've looked at, it would appear that the Francoeur plus the Beaufort would supply most of the first 100,000 ounces, and they're looking for 100,000 ounces a year out of Wasamac.
So mm-hmm.
it would appear at this point in time that the Wasamac figures very, very highly in their future in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm. Would you envision Richmond actually building a plant at Wasamac?
I think they're going to have to, because the grades that they've quoted to date in what they've discovered with the first 20,000 meters of drilling, I do not believe the grade would support trucking it the distance they've been trucking the Francoeur ore, which I believe is in the order of 50 to 60 miles to the east to the old Camflow mill, which they own.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're going to produce 100,000 ounces a year off that deposit, I don't think highway trucking is viable. They're obviously looking, or I shouldn't say obvious, from my perspective, it would appear that they're going to try and build a mine that produces 100,000 ounces per year right at that location itself.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're proceeding with some geophysics and a drill program at your Wasa claims. As you mentioned, you also have some core already to look at, which is kind of nice. How soon will you be on the ground at Wasa?
Well, we're actually, we're going to take delivery of the core, and as far as the geophysics are concerned, I think as soon as that core has been logged and assayed, we will probably embark upon geophysics at that time. In fact, we're looking for quotes at this point in time and some advice as to how to do the downhole geophysics and also to do the surface geophysics.
Mm-hmm.
The process actually will happen very, very quickly. We only have seven claims, and so the complications of highways and power lines and gas line and so on will probably actually be more complicating than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
we would be able to, as drill rigs are available, move onto the property fairly shortly thereafter.
Mm-hmm. You only have seven claims, but it only takes one claim to have a mine, right? How many hectares is that?
It's about 160-plus hectares, so there's lots of room. I don't know what the area is under the Wasamac deposit, but I would suggest that that's probably even less than the 160 claims. One doesn't need a lot of room to install a mine, to have a mine. One needs room to explore, to find out where the focus should be.
Yeah, yeah. You also hold 100% interest in some other claims around the general vicinity of Wasamac, west of Rouyn Noranda. Which claims are those, and do you plan any work on them?
Well, of the 11 claims that we held back out of the visible gold deal, seven, as we've mentioned, was the Wasa claims.
Mm-hmm.
Other are we call the Gan claims, and the Gan claims sit due north of the Francoeur mine that we discussed a moment ago. They would be down dip by about a mile from the existing workings, underground workings at the Francoeur mine.
Mm-hmm.
They're a long way in the future if, in fact, we're waiting for Richmont to catch up to us, but we did, I think it was in the order of three holes back in 06, and we did have widespread alteration and low-grade gold mineralization, which means that we're in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
I strongly suspect that we would, because the openings are there, the underground workings are there, that to exploit a deposit of that nature probably would involve something to do with the Francoeur mine itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's well protected by assessment work. It doesn't fit into this year's plans because we are so well protected. We intend in Quebec to focus on the Wasa claims with so much action going on next door to us and everything pointing or much pointing in our direction. There's no way that anything else that we've got in Quebec would be subordinate to the Wasa.
Mm-hmm. And there will be a lot of action there because you've got Richmont with three drill rigs doing 35,000 meters plus whatever you're going to do, so it's going to be a hotbed of activity.
Very much so, very much so.
Now, in December, you struck a deal with Visible Gold, as you alluded to. You gave them an option to earn a 60% interest in over 7,000 hectares you hold elsewhere along the Cadillac Trend in northwest Quebec. You have to be pretty happy with the way this is working out, Vic, as Visible Gold is already about to proceed with a 9,000-meter drill program on some of that land.
Well, we were approached by Visible Gold because they have become a consolidator in the district. We were the consolidator in the district 2004. We were doing a fair amount of very deep drilling, high-risk drilling. We did come up with some good technical information. No one had done what we have done. No one had done before what we did during that drill program, but I guess one could only describe it as the fact we ran out of gas, and we decided basically 5 years later to put the project in the hands of someone else who lives in that part of the world, and it's in their backyard. They followed what we were doing, and we provided them with the opportunity, because they were well-financed at the time, provided them with the opportunity to pursue our targets and our thinking, and they decided to do just that. And in the meantime, there's been other developments along the Cadillac Break, being at one end the Gold Bullion developments, and at the other end, Vantex in Dasarat Township have come up with the Morris Zone near our claims in north, I guess it would be in north central Dasarat Township,
mm-hmm.
On the Cadillac Break.
Now, what can you tell us about that project, Vic? Because I know that that is where Visible Gold will be doing their initial drilling, beginning here in the month of March. They've got their first three drill holes planned for the area immediately adjacent to the Galloway project. What can you tell us about that?
Yes, well, that according to what's been released to us so far, they're going to actually, they're planning on four drill holes in that area. And they're going to do 3,200 meters. Best we can gather, because the information that's available publicly from Vantex has not been released in detail, and I believe because their drilling has not finished, their assaying is not finished. I think only partial results are out, but there appears to be a couple of zones that run east-west in what they call the Morris Zone, which I believe is an extension of the Galloway, and at least one of those two east-west zones appears to cross or head toward some of our claims out in that part of the township.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's what Visible Gold are targeting. We haven't actually got together with Visible Gold yet. They just came out with announcements as to what they're going to do. They are going to start drilling fairly soon, but we're planning on meeting with them probably within the week and discussing some of the details.
Mm-hmm.
They are relatively deep holes, so they want to get moving as soon as they can on those holes. They will take some time to complete.
What do you make of Robert McEwen stepping into the picture and getting a percentage of Vantex?
Well, we were rather surprised because we thought he had refocused his efforts in the U.S., where he's done a number of acquisitions, and, well, he's certainly got a good track record and a good nose for gold, so it certainly looks like a promising thing when he dived into Vantex, and we shall see what comes of it all. Hopefully he's going to make another large amount of money on Vantex, and of course if that's successful, there's certainly ramifications for us and Visible Gold.
Yeah, that should be interesting. Lots of activity going on there. As you're well aware, your stock really started to take off in November last year when Richmont released more information regarding Wasamac, and investors started to better appreciate your large land holdings in a pretty hot area of northwestern Quebec. Now, your stock ran from a nickel in early November to 50 cents by early January, but insiders have not been doing much in the way of selling. Actually, I don't think you or Andre sold a single share during that time. What should we interpret from that?
Well, we think we're just on the beginning of things. No, we've not sold any, and I believe before all that happened, I think Andre, as a matter of fact, bought a significant block of stock off mm-hmm. the market before Richmont, or actually probably, well, before we certainly we saw any Richmont results anyway. No, we're in it for the long haul, and we believe what we've been able to come up with in the U.S., complements the fact that people have finally begun to understand what we've done in Quebec.
I really love your share structure. Just 25 million shares outstanding, 27.5 million fully diluted, no warrants outstanding right now. Obviously not a large float, but your stock is still showing liquidity. Can you give us an idea of how the share ownership breaks down?
Well, the insiders themselves hold around 7 million of the 25 million shares, and I can say there's probably another 2 million shares in the hands of friends, relatives, close associates.
Mm-hmm.
And the company was created, I think, somewhere back in the 80s it became a dot bomb, let's put it that way. And so there's probably 3 million to 4 million shares that are very finely spread all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And then since that time, well, of course, we sold some pre-public shares, which added up to about 2 million shares at 10 cents. And then I think there was another 7 that went to one of the founders. Those have all been bought back from one of the founders by the insiders or found their way to market. And then the IPO financing was about 7 million shares at 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And the last financing we did, as a matter of fact, was with a flow-through fund at 10 cents in 08 in order to finish off an expiration program in B.C.
Mm-hmm.
We're aware that those shares are all back in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So the only cheap blocks of stock that are left out there are in the hands of the insiders.
Mm-hmm. Now, your most recent financial statement ending November 30th shows available cash of only about $300,000. Is that a problem for you right now? Obviously, you're going to need to raise some more money to carry out your projects here.
Well, we're a pretty parsimonious lot. Our burn rate is very, very low. The insiders have taken minimal monies from the company, so in some respects we're financing it, but our overheads are very low. The initial work that we're going to be doing in Quebec is not very expensive. Certainly the geophysics will not be, and that will start as soon as we can organize that.
Mm-hmm.
The initial stages of drilling also could be done from the bank account we have at the moment, but obviously we have to head toward putting more money in the bank account so that we can press on with Quebec and then move toward Utah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So no plans immediately for a financing, but you'll do something obviously in the context of the market, when the time comes.
Yes, and we've done our best along the way, as you will note, to protect the company's capital base. We had invitations, have had invitations over the past 2 years to do some of those very, very cheap financings with tens of millions of shares involved. And my experience has told me that when times get tough, capital structure can be the most important part of the survival of a company. And while we're on boom times at the moment, one has to continually look over his shoulder and be defensive in some respects. And the capital structure is the best defense, as far as I'm concerned, in the junior business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you still have a very low market cap right now, just over 7.5, 8 million, which is very low in the context of this current market that we're in.
Very much so, and as of course you indicated, none of the insiders are selling, and no, they're not selling, and because we feel that the upside, both in Quebec, now that people realize really what the Cadillac Break offers, along with what we've got in Utah, I think there's lots of upside in the company, and we will finance this thing very judiciously.
Mm-hmm. Your last news release stated you've hired an IR firm, a gentleman by the name of Bernie Kennedy. Is that a sign you're planning to get your story out to a much wider audience?
Oh, very much so. I guess we engineers get criticized on a regular basis for not being vocal enough about what we do. So we've hired an individual whose job is to organize just that part of it, to improve our website, to improve our visibility, to get the message out to various parties.
We're speaking with Victor Erickson, President and CEO of Cadillac Mining, CQX, on the TSX Venture Exchange. I'm John Hallstein. I do hold a share position in Cadillac. The company has a very intriguing gold-silver project in Utah that we will be discussing in detail with Vic in part two of our interview. Stay tuned for that in the coming days here at BullMarketRun.com, where we bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.